As Detroit moves into the process of Chapter 9 bankruptcy, one of the most powerful people in the city, arguably the most powerful person in the city these days, has become the judge to whom the case was assigned. U.S. bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes will preside over the largest municipal bankruptcy in American history. So you can bet many eyes from all around the country will be trained right on him. We wanted to learn more about Judge Rhodes, and for that, we turn to Detroit Free Press reporter Brent Snavely. Hi, Brent.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So we know Stephen Rhodes is a U of M law school grad, and he actually taught at the law school from 1992 to 2002. What other ties does he have to the Detroit area?
Well, you know, Stephen Rhodes has been a bankruptcy judge here in Detroit, practicing in downtown Detroit for 28 years. And he's viewed and essentially is the most experienced bankruptcy judge in the local federal bankruptcy circuit here, and is pretty widely respected. He was chief judge for a number of years in the 2000s, and he's no longer chief judge now. Philip Schefferle is chief judge, but he was when it came time to make a pick and a recommendation for a judge to handle this case, he was the pick of Gerald Rosen, who is the chief judge of the federal court here. And I frankly was not at all surprised that Rhodes got the case.
And what did you hear from other bankruptcy experts about this choice of Judge Rhodes?
Well, I heard similar things, which can be viewed both positively or slightly negatively. Here's the thing about Judge Rhodes. He runs a tight ship in this courtroom. He does not put up with antics, really, of any kind. I mean, he even to the point of bankruptcy court, it often is a little more, it's very, very professional, very professional atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But hearings can sometimes be on a little bit of a flexible basis. And one bankruptcy attorney told me, if you're late to a hearing scheduled by Judge Rhodes, beware. He'll let you know that you're late. He will call you out. And it doesn't matter if you're a high-powered attorney, you know, from Jones Day, the third largest law firm in the United States. Judge Rhodes is not going to back down from, you know, any kind of challenges or showboating. He will let people know that he's in charge. And that demeanor, it can at times, sort of irritate bankruptcy attorneys. But at the same time, other bankruptcy attorneys really appreciate that kind of style and toughness.
I loved in your story in the Free Press, you quoted one lawyer who said Stephen Rhodes is the Scotty Bowman of judges. And any Wings fan gets what that means. You better be on your toes in front of this judge. And he doesn't care if you think he's nice or not. Does that sum it up?
Basically, yes. And, you know, and Judge Rhodes is a guy, and it's been a couple years since I have covered a case in front of Judge Rhodes, but I have covered several Chapter 11 corporate bankruptcies that he has handled. He's a guy that is not afraid to, I mean, he's very experienced and knows bankruptcy law, and he's not afraid to let you know that let you know his interpretation of bankruptcy law.
Now, in private life, I was quite intrigued to see that he plays rhythm guitar in a classic rock band. And please share with everyone the name of that classic rock band.
the Indubitable Equivalents. I didn't know this before. My colleague, Teresa Baldus, wrote that part of the story. I didn't know that about him. It's an interesting side of Rhodes that he plays rhythm guitar in a classic rock band. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not surprised. He has an outgoing personality.
Hmm. What does all of this, Brent, tell us, do you think, that we might expect from Judge Stephen Rhodes as this historic case moves forward?
Well, I think we've seen some glimpses of everything I've said will lead to my observation here, and I think we've seen some glimpses of it already in the court docket, that he will probably be a stickler for the process, and he will move he will attempt to move this process along quickly. I mean, what we've seen from him, this might have been in the works for a couple weeks. I don't know. But, you know, the official appointment came Friday at 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. approximately. And by Monday morning, before noon, we already had an order from Judge Rhodes setting a hearing for tomorrow at 10 a.m. to hear arguments on a very important big issue in this case, which is whether or not the city can file this case at all anyway. The pension funds, the city's pension funds, have filed a lawsuit in Ingram County State Court claiming that the city cannot proceed with this case. And Judge Rhodes, right out of the gate has said, this is an issue that belongs in my court, and I will hear arguments about it Wednesday. He has also set a hearing for Friday, August 2nd. He has also laid out like a multi-page rules order for the media and media credentials to be followed. We're seeing already glimpses of, his control of this case in setting the schedule, setting the pace, and preparing to hear big issues right from the start.
And this fits with the side of the view that Kevin Orr is going to do his best to make this a brisk and as fast as possible trip through bankruptcy for the city. You hear some say it's going to take, a long, long time, long and torturous, and you say others saying you'll be surprised how quickly this proceeds. It does seem that Judge Rhodes fits with that move quickly and briskly.
I would completely agree. We don't know what's going to happen, and mm-hmm. But you're right. Kevin Orr, his goal, more or less, is to try to get this done within a year. That is a tall order. Other large municipal bankruptcy cases have taken longer, and they pale in comparison to the size and complexity of Detroit. And so, yes, there are experts that predict this could be a 3-year ordeal. There's no guarantees here, but having Rhodes on the bench would, I believe, increase the chances that this case moves faster rather than slower.
Detroit Free Press reporter Brent Snavely joined us from Detroit. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Brent.
Thank you very much.